Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Joan Pride back on the show. Folks, Joan has been my buddy now for, golly, About 19 years, and we knew her when she worked for Kiplinger. She was my sidekick here every week for about 15 years when she was a senior editor at Kiplinger, and we had so much fun. And then she left and went to work for the government, and we just get to talk to her periodically now, but she's here for a special reason today. Joan Pride, welcome back.
Jim, it's great to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. I've missed you.
I've missed you. This is like old home week.
I've missed your sharp tongue all these years.
Uh-oh. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you don't. So folks, you think I'm good at sarcasm? No, I'm just a pup. I don't know either. Seriously, folks, Joan and I are good buddies. We have been now for a long time. Joan, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I remember, was it 01 or 2000?
It was actually, my diagnosis was in the end of September of 2000.
So, folks,
I got the diagnosis when I was about to go on your show.
We called her up on a Thursday morning to get her to do the show. We've been doing it for a couple of years at that point. And every week on Thursday, we did an hour covering the Kiplinger letter. And we got a phone call. We called her up and my producer put me together with you, and obviously things weren't good. You'd just gotten a phone call.
Yes, and in fact, it's a long story that I'll keep very short, but the original information I had gotten was that the biopsy was okay and everything was benign. So when they called back to basically say, oops, I was not prepared for that, as you can imagine.
Right.
And that call came in just before I was supposed to get on the show with you and talk about Kiplinger. Yeah, minutes,
Because it would have had to have been because you didn't come to your office a lot earlier than being ready for the show. And so, anyway, when I got you, you were kind of shell-shocked. I could tell that this was not going to be good. You'd just gotten some really bad news, and I just said, go take care of yourself, and I hung up, and I did the Kiplinger letter by myself, and then after that, you had a lot of treatments, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. This was the end of September of 2000, so that's 18 years ago, and I managed to have my surgery. I had a lumpectomy.
Can I stop you for a second? Folks, she is an 18-year survivor. Isn't that great? This is the reason why. Go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm kind of a dinosaur in terms of breast cancer treatment, which is good news because that means that there's been a lot of technology, a lot of new treatments that have come along since I had my treatment.
See, you're a perfect example. You're the poster child for why I want to keep doing this, to tell women that, ladies, you know, this isn't something, you know, nobody wants it, but if you have it, you have to deal with it because you can live.
And I wasn't dealing with it. I had a lump, and the only reason I went to get it checked was because my husband, you know him well, is a pest. He kept pestering me until I got it checked. But Ray the Pest, I think, saved my life because it was actually a fast-growing tumor. But not to scare anybody, but actually things like chemo, which I had, work very well on fast-growing tumors. But they don't work if you don't go in and get the treatment and get yourself diagnosed.
Yep. And so you had a lot of chemo, and how many radiation treatments
did you have? Yes, I had a lot of chemo. After the chemo, I had 6 weeks of radiation every day, not the weekends, but I had to go every single day for radiation, which wasn't terrible, but after you've been through, I think 4 or 5 months of chemo treatments, which are very debilitating, you know, you go through a cycle of about one every 2 or 3 weeks, and by the end of that, it's kind of a cumulative effect on your body.
So what was that, 6 or 9 months, total treatment, 6 or 9 months?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't remember. That's how long
it was.
I remember that
by the next summer, close to the next summer, into the early next summer, between six and nine months, you were done. And folks, today, 18 years later, she's rocking and rolling and is as sharp-tongued as ever. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this, folks. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Ladies, get checked, get screened, check yourself. Get somebody to help you. Get some help. If you think you got a problem, you can live. You can survive. Joan Pridis is standing here in front of you today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.